3 o'clock on Tuesday, May 1st, May Day 2018. And how about we call to order a regular meeting of the Civil Service Commission? Looks like we have a quorum present with myself, Julie Hersom, and Richard Daniels, and Daniel Rensfeld, and Trenton Bird. Joanna Vanderstoep is absent. Does anyone, I guess next we'll look at whether anyone has any conflicts of interest. I don't have any myself.
I'm Dan Reisfeld. I have no conflicts of interest to report.
I always have a conflict of interest to report.
We just need to record that. Yeah, we need to record it every time.
And that's my service on the Kitsap County Commission, which allocates proceeds for the 0.1% sales tax for therapeutic courts, mental illness programs, and drug dependency. The police department is an indirect recipient of funds under that tax.
And I'm Trenton Bird with no conflicts.
So the next item on the agenda is public comment, and I don't see any members of the public. So we can move on to the next item, which is new business. To review the April 3rd meeting minutes.
Move to approve the maintenance.
I'll second.
Move to it.
Okay. Sounds like the motion is passed.
I'm going to say all in favor.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So the next item, I guess, we need to schedule the entry and lateral officer oral boards.
So, we still have a vacancy in the department, and the chief is working through the names, and either way, we need to have another round of oral boards, whether they find someone or not, just so that we're staying ahead of the curve.
Do we have some names expiring?
We did have some, but it didn't really impact the list, so the ones that, there was like 3 that expired from the entry list and 2 from the lateral, but they were like below 3, so it didn't really affect the names that he had.
Now, will they be automatically invited to come back again? To
they can, but we don't. I don't like extend an invitation to them to reapply. They just are, they're welcome to. Yeah. So I looked at and I put holds on. May 30th and May 31st, it's a Wednesday and a Thursday, and I would plan to do the entry level on the 30th and the lateral on the 31st, and that's what I would propose. The calendar, the rooms are available on those days, and if we did it then we could have the scores available for the June civil service meeting, and it could be put forth to be certified at that meeting. So, and it gives me enough time to get everything, to invite applicants and find panelists and everything else any sooner. And I don't think, especially with Memorial Day, I don't think it worked too well. And I want to try to get it in before the next meeting. So this option seems like a good option.
Are you good with panelists? Do you need any more? Or you got a good list still?
So We have a number of people, but so that was another thing I was going to talk to you about was, in the past we've done this like broad sort of polling or recruiting for panelists, and it doesn't really yield great panelists in many ways. But the assistant fire chief just retired, and I actually thought about asking if anyone had objections to adding him to our list of panelists, because he's a resident here, has worked with the department in close proximity for years. Fire doesn't use a civil service process, but they're police and fire are similar in a lot of ways, and so I thought he would bring a good perspective, and didn't really see any, like, obviously doesn't have any bias against the department, and so that was a thought that I had, is like just someone that stuck out to me that would be good. And I had another volunteer so this is Luke Carpenter, who I'm referring to, and Tom McCloskey, someone I think he heard through the grapevine, or someone was like, oh, you would be a great panelist, and so he approached me and said, hey, if you ever have any of these panels, I would be interested. And so he is another name of someone that I sort of have a working relationship with, is an influential member of the community, doesn't have any bias against the department. That would be another, I think, good candidate to volunteer on the panels. So I was going to propose that. And of course, if there's anyone, if you have any ideas of people, but I would like to try to stay away from just doing like general calls, because getting bad panelists is not a good thing either, I guess. So, and it's, you don't really know until you try it, and then trying to manage that in an interview is
not good.
Difficult.
So I know a guy, I think I've given his name before, he's a former cop,
mm-hmm.
and he's a private detective, and he's, maybe he, I don't know if you already have his name, but I know he said he would do it, and he would be good. He's very...
Is it Greg?
You know Greg. Yes, of course you know Greg. Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think Luke would be a great panelist. I did some work with him in the past, and I agree. We've got a hazard if we do a shotgun solicitation and get back people with hidden agendas that want to get on the panel. You know, that's a real risk and a problem. But at the same time, it's really important, I think, to get a good interview, that you have a panel that gets a 360-degree look at a candidate. And I think that calls for panelists that have different professional backgrounds and differing professional perspectives, because one may see something the other three miss, and you get that good rounding. So as much as I like Luke and like people with a police background, I think if we had four Lukes on a panel, we would have a problem.
Right.
If we had four ex-cops on a panel, we'd have a problem. But those people would bring an awful lot to the table, as long as the panel itself stays balanced.
Right.
I think that's a great point. Really good point, Rich. I agree with that.
So, how many panelists are you looking for right now?
So it takes two panelists. It technically takes four panelists, because we use two police, one from our department, one from an agency within Kitsap County, or Kitsap County Sheriff. So there's two officers and two residents every time we do a panel. And so we've done a lot of hiring, and it just, there's a handful of people that I've reached out to that we've never used, literally every time I ask, they're not available. And so I've not had a chance to use them. And then there is a handful of people that I would not invite to do another panel. And then there's the handful of people that I use pretty regularly.
Right.
But I also just, it's more of an opportunity to kind of build up the group of regulars, so that we have, you know, enough people, because I feel like, actually one of the panelists is moving away. So one of them that I use on a pretty regular basis that has done a really great job is moving off the island in the next month or so. So he won't be available any longer. And just basically to kind of get, you know, to make sure that we have enough people that are available, so that if I can't get someone, or if the people that are sort of my regulars aren't available, or they start getting burnt out, that we don't wind up with, you know, the ability to not be able to fill a panel, which has happened. That happened one time, and sometimes there's not much you can do to prevent that, but... So it's just more of, I think they would be good fits, and I totally understand what you're saying. Like, we certainly don't want a panel of four like-minded individuals. The beauty of the way the panel is designed is that you're getting different perspectives.
Yeah, and basically, the way you got it, two of them are going to be kind of like-minded, you're right from the get-go, so The other two, I think, is important. You have some threats, but you need solid, upstanding people, not him.
Do you want us to send you some names of people?
You know, I have a couple of female, like really smart female people that are might have a flexible schedule.
If they're interested, the easiest thing is not to send them to me. It's to have them reach out and not don't. I don't want to solicit them.
No.
If they're interested and they really want to do it,
okay.
Just have them email me and I can send them the volunteer form.
Okay, and so it's an all-day commitment.
So they need to at least initially be available from 7:30 to 5.
7:30 to 5.
And it usually gets, that time frame usually shrinks because we usually don't fill the entire day. But initially they need to commit to that and we have had problems where people say they can, and then, you know, they show up and they're like, oh, I have to leave at X time, or, and that ruins the whole, we can't have that. I need to be able to rely, like, if they commit to it, they need to commit, unless they're, like, legitimately sick as a dog, or some legitimate emergency comes up, because the whole premise of this is that we are giving every person that steps in this room to interview the same treatment, and you can't do that if you have one panelist leave in the middle of the day. So
then is there a break for lunch? I just want to make sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and I send that out to everyone, but so usually we have like a 30 minute break, but I would give them the schedule in advance.
Okay.
But normally, and we would provide lunch and coffee and all that stuff.
Okay.
But they basically need to commit to being here and follow through.
Okay.
And they don't need interview experience or anything like that. We do like a training. The first part of the, like when they first show up, we do a training with all the panelists, regardless of if it's their first time or their 20th time, so that everyone understands the scoring criteria and the process and all of that stuff. So they don't. All they need to know is they need to follow instructions, and they need to be willing to follow instructions. They need to be objective. It's kind of a long list.
Sometimes a little tougher than you think.
It is, and the challenges that we've had in the past are either people don't want to follow the process because they want to be able to ask what they want to ask, and that's not the intent. That's not what this part is measuring.
The person has to be able to follow directions.
Right.
As simple as that sounds.
Yeah. So, yeah. If people are interested, send them my way, and I'll run them through the paperwork.
All right, I'd like to move that we schedule those entry in federal officer board.
For what dates?
30th and 31st, Wednesday and Thursday.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. Do you have a report?
I do. So, it's hard to believe, but I got an email the other day from PST about the annual meeting and the civil service conference for this year. So the dates have been set. I know, it's going to be September before we know it.
Wow.
So,
don't say that.
Did you just say that? Okay, the dates have been set.
Yep, so I will send forward this information to you, but I just wanted to make sure that you got it now. So Civil Service Conference is in Yakima again this year, the Palm Springs of Washington.
That's it.
It starts on September 20th, which is a Thursday, so it's September 20th through the 21st. And if any of you are interested, there's no agenda. This is just like they got the date set. So if you're interested in attending, I can send you an invitation for it, and I can book us hotel rooms for now so we at least have the rooms reserved, because there's limited.
Interesting, they're doing it on a Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, not Monday and Tuesday. Yeah.
You could spend the weekend in Yakima.
Yes, you could.
should do it in one day.
You could have fun with that.
You guys are bad. Okay. So, do you want an answer from us now?
No, I'm just, it was just more like, the dates are set.
I'll go. Because training's going.
Yeah, and if anyone, we have plenty of time, so, but in the meantime, I'll at least shoot you guys an invitation and get two rooms reserved, or three rooms reserved, and, you know, there's plenty of time to let me know if you care to attend, and if you plan on spending the weekend in Yakima.
Hey, there's wine tasting and things to do out there. There are some things to do.
That's good stuff.
There's a really great organic orchard I know out there, and they have really great organic produce.
But Wenatchee would be better.
I know. I missed it.
We had a great time in Wenatchee. You missed the Dallas. And plus, the dining experiences are significantly better.
Yeah, there's one dining option in Yakima.
Yeah.
But it's the company that
matters. The theater we went to was pretty cool.
It was cool.
An amazing theater.
We got a tour of the theater.
It's amazing.
So that's really all I have, is that, yep, the dates are set for Civil Service Conference, and aside from that, there's not much that I have to report on. The chief will be here at the next meeting, and at the next meeting I think we'll have some more substantial things to cover. And I think Scott will be back, or will be.
So there are some department changes still. We're waiting for reports on those, right?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about that moving forward or anything yet, so.
The one officer that we lost was kind of a surprise.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want to reach outside the scope of what the commission is responsible for. And I know I wasn't really a long-term officer here, but I understand he was in the profession for a while. Mm-hmm. Do we know what prompted him to leave?
We talked about this at the last meeting, and it was a personal... It's not something that needs to be discussed on the record, and you're more than welcome. And even if the chief were here, I can guarantee you that he wouldn't discuss it on the record.
It's nothing relevant.
That was my first question when I was notified of that, was I reached out and asked, like, was it something that, you know, the process could have captured, or it was nothing like that. It is strictly something that is...
Okay, they're probably better not to discuss.
I thought he was a great guy. I talked with him a number of times and some long conversations with him. Yeah. Really liked him. So,
yeah. And it's... I think it was just an unfortunate circumstance, and it's a personal...
Okay, they're probably better not to discuss it on the road.
No problem.
Move on.
Thank you.
Yeah. But I'm sure you could talk to the chief if you...
Do we have any... Or do you know from the chief, do we have preferences with lateral versus entry level at this point or not?
I know he was originally looking at entry levels and was really, like, kind of excited about hiring more entry levels. But, I mean, you know, it just depends. It depends on who's on the list. And after a certain point in time, you know, do they just need to fill the spot? It's really going to be, I think, something that he ends up probably reevaluating, but I know that he really was interested, at least initially, and like really he wanted mm-hmm. some entry levels or an entry level. So,
I know he's trying to keep a balance in the department, that we have kind of a balance between the senior and the under officers, and obviously trying to recruit more women if we can, and things of that nature, which are good. So I know it's not easy.
I think the two entry levels that were hired recently have really been
done well.
Really have done very well, and I think have just kind of.
Do we have anybody in the academy right now?
No, they graduated. Okay. I want to say towards the end of the year, because I don't know if I mentioned this or not. I ran into one of the new officers when I came back from my medical leave. I saw him at the market. I was getting coffee one morning, and he was standing there in his uniform, and I felt like a proud, I felt like a proud mom. It was like seeing your kid come home from boot camp or something, and like, he just really represented the department well. And I told the chief that, because I just, there was a very much a a maturation that occurred over that period of time, and it just was, it was really cool to see.
That's
that.
A good warning.
Yeah,
great.
It was. And I think more so than, because you don't really see that with the lateral officers, because they're, you know, they're seasoned, and there's obviously great benefits to that, but it was really, it was a happy moment. it was really nice. So, yeah. But yeah, that's all I have today, so.
Wow, could this be a record?
This could be a record.
It might be a record.
Well, if we have nothing more to discuss, I guess it's time to adjourn the meeting. It is 3:20 p.m.
Oh, that's a sign of a good chairperson.
Yeah.
We're all in 21 minutes.
You
yeah,
are
look at that.
Can I say
awesome.
That is a good job.
Move to
a no, we don't need
to. No, we don't need to.